This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
As Congress tries to reach a deal to avoid the harsh package of spending cuts and tax increases, better known as the fiscal cliff, more and more lawmakers are saying the solution will have to be a less harsh package of both spending cuts and tax increases. And one of the increases being talked about is a cap on the mortgage interest deduction. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Republican Senator John McCain, appearing on Fox News Sunday, says a budget deal should involve closing a lot of tax loopholes, and the home mortgage deduction is one of them.
A limit on the amount of deduction of charitable giving, a limit on the amount you can take on your home loan mortgage deduction. And obviously, we are going to have to look at entitlement reform.
But let's pause for a moment on that middle one about the mortgages. Millions of homeowners take advantage of the mortgage interest deduction. It lets you write off a percentage of the interest you pay on your home loan each month. And for the average homeowner, the savings that comes from that adds up to about $600 a year. If the deduction was eliminated entirely, it would add $94 billion to federal coffers next year. What's more likely to be discussed is some sort of cap on how much high-income households can deduct, leaving middle-class families untouched. The real estate industry warns any tweaks to the mortgage interest deduction could hurt the housing market, which has been showing signs of recovery lately. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.